How's Mike?
Hey Mike, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you doing today?
Good, how's it going?
Going good. Thank you so much for asking. I got your email, but then I had a family emergency, so I wasn't able to connect with you. So I did want to just go ahead and review a couple of things, because I know your email said you were looking to go over the service radius, correct?
Yes.
As well as the services, the actual job types that you would be qualified for?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So with this, did you need me to give you like a refresher on the entire thing or just what you actually
Yeah, that would
qualify?
Help.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll keep it brief because I know that you're also a busy guy. So the upfront cost on this is the flat $250 application fee that goes for background check and to get yourself Google Guarantee approved. How many face-to-face employees do you have?
I have one full-time employee.
Okay, and does that one full-time employee go out and make estimates, or are you the only one?
I'm the only one.
Okay, then you're the only one who would go on the application. If at any point you needed to add that person or any person to the application, there's no additional fee for that. Again, it's just a one-time cost. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as this goes, per the email and the discussion that we had, your lead cost is $66.67 with a minimum monthly budget of $869. That's for approximately 13 leads in a month. You have the ability to increase or decrease that as you see fit. Once the leads are turned on, they come in at approximately 3 leads a week. You can increase that if you need more leads, or if you get booked out and you need to pause it, you can pause it for an unlimited amount of time and that budget will roll over. There's no automatic charge. Now, with this, you're not paying for unqualified leads. You're only paying for leads where you give estimate over the phone, which is probably never, or if you set face-to-face appointment with the client to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the only two instances that are considered qualified leads. Google does record all of the phone calls with the Google call tracking phone number. AI is listening to each individual phone call. In the event that you received a sales or solicitation call, a robocall, a call, somebody seeking employment with your company, if you happen to get a call for outside your service radius that's not listed on your service profile, or a service that you don't provide that's not listed on your service profile, you would not be charged. If one of them slips through the
I'm a lead, so what I've experienced is, and I've tried like a couple lead services, and
sure,
80 to 90% of the calls are like tire kickers, window shoppers. They really have no intention of doing any work. They're just looking for a budget.
Right.
Or you'll have someone call that just wants a budget for an insurance claim. They have no. They have no, like, not even going to be using you for the work.
Right.
That's my only concern is getting these, like, just bogus leads that, that I'm going to be stuck paying for. If I bid a job and I go there and bid it, I have no problem, like,
paying for that lead. Yeah, that's considered qualified. Absolutely. Mike, that has been the general concern, and that's why Google actually built this pay-per-lead service, is to trump all other pay-per-lead services. So they understand what you guys have been through. Angie's, Thumbtack, House, Porch, Networks, I mean, you name it. The pay-per-lead gamut kind of runs rampant through that. And what they've actually done is the way that this program is built and the way that it's advertised and just the fact that it has Google backing it, it shows a 33% conversion over all other pay-per-lead services. So the data has been gathered over the past 5 years. This program has been active since 2018. And what Google has found is that the quality of lead that you guys were getting through Angie, Thumbtack, all that stuff, is the tire kicker. It is the guys who aren't necessarily serious, and it is the guys who, with that being said, also, there's no recompense, there's no, there's no dispute for lead costs of unqualified leads, there's also nobody monitoring those calls, and they're sending that same lead. So they're capturing the lead, right, from their own advertisement. They are then sending it to you and five or six of your competitors, therefore reselling the lead, right?
Yep.
And everybody pays. Hopefully one guy gets the job, as we've been over, like it's tire kickers, so on and so forth. But what happens, what has proven and has happened with the Google Guarantee is that these people are going, that are going directly to Google, they have money in hand. They're actually ready to move forward with a contractor. They're not looking for the cheapest guy or just necessarily a quote. They actually are looking to have the work taken care of. The ones that are going to the Google Guaranteed section understand that they're getting to work with a quality service provider, and that's why they're going to that section. In addition to that, we do have all the monitoring steps in place to ensure that you're getting qualified leads.
And then how does Google get those leads? Is it just by Google search, like someone searching on Google, like looking for a contractor? Or
correct. And they're looking specifically for the services that you're providing. So within the general contractor vertical, so that's what a keyword. So it's under a vertical. So general contractor has a multitude of keywords that are under that vertical, which I will review with you. That is one of the categories that you actually qualify for. And within that vertical, there is going to be a multitude of keywords. But if you say you don't want kitchen remodels is not something that you want at all for your business, then we would not list that as a keyword service for what you're offering. In the event that somebody called you for a kitchen remodel, it's not listed on your service profile, it's not what you offer, and you declined the job, obviously, you're not charged for that lead. That's not considered a lead because you're not charged for that because it's not something that you offer. So there's quite a few avenues that Google has taken in order to narrow the field in order to ensure that you are getting qualified leads. Again, also like so you're in Simi Valley, and if you're not serving entire Los Angeles County, which is huge, you know what I mean? Say you're only servicing these 5 or 10 zip codes, or you're servicing this specific cities or a particular part of the county, and that's not listed on your service profile. So if you're not servicing Tehachapi, you know, and that's not listed on your profile, and you were to get a call from Tehachapi, therefore you decline the job because it's too far out, it's not worth your time or your money. Again, not charged for the lead because it's not listed on your service profile. It's not an area that you choose to service. So they're really able to bring you better qualified leads. That's why the data has shown so far about 33% conversion stronger over. And when they say conversion, they mean actual paid job.
So basically 10 leads, you were getting 3 jobs, roughly. Right?
That's not what I meant. What I meant was 33% conversion over all. The other pay per lead services are about 3% of those were actually qualified leads. So 33% over what the other pay per lead services. Basically, Google is taking the trophy, and they're just kind of running with the torch here as far as bringing contractors qualified leads and ensuring that you guys have a platform not only to get the qualified leads, Mike, but also to be able to dispute. So if there was a dispute, hey, Amy, this phone number right here, this wasn't a qualified lead. This doesn't meet the criteria. Mm-hmm. So then we have the Google Guarantee team. They send that straight over to our team at Google, and they go ahead and dispute it and get the money back for it.
Google's smart because there's a lot of money to be made.
Exactly.
Lead generation.
And they don't need to overcharge for it. So the lead cost isn't going to fluctuate. It hasn't changed since 2018. In the event that your lead cost was ever going to fluctuate, then we would inform you first. We'd say, okay, listen, lead cost has gone up to XYZ. If you still want to participate, cool. If you don't, then obviously there's no harm, no foul. You can choose to cancel at any time. There's no contract on this. So again, we're earning your business month in and month out, and I honestly believe that in the next 5 years, Google Guarantee is probably going to be the only pay-per-lead service there is out there just because it's so much better than what you guys have experienced, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, right. far as this, the keywords go with the good general contractor, because that is what your licensing covers. Is that correct?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so you actually could qualify for a couple of things. General contractor, you could also qualify for, depending on what type of jobs you're doing, you could also qualify for the handyman vertical. Now, understand that, you can pick and choose what's available here on these type of things. So let me go ahead and pull up the general.
Yeah, handyman stuff I'd stay away from for sure.
Okay. Handyman includes things like painting, specifically for painting indoors and outdoors. So if painting is something that you want, it also includes specifically for flooring and for tile. So if those are jobs that you wanted, that's the only reason that I would include that. But if you don't want that, then that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, people target handyman when they don't, if they have a budget and they don't want to pay a general contractor to come in and do that work, they'll charge a handyman because most handymen for the license can only charge a certain amount because they just have a handyman license. So,
a lot of general contractors are listing under handyman in the past 2 years. The numbers have shown that they are in order to kind of scoop up and capture that remaining business because they're able to fly under the radar, like you said. They do have that licensing, but the cost is also, they're also able to keep the cost down. So it's just,
is that included, or is that extra fee on top of everything else?
No. So the way that it works is if you have multiple verticals, let me get the cost on that. So if you have multiple verticals, we charge the higher lead budget, and then the lead cost would come out. Oh, yeah, it's lower. So the lead cost, your leads for GC are $66.67. If you choose to include the leads for handyman and you got, like, say, a painting lead, right, then it would be $41.33. So what we do is we would charge the $8.69. We charge the higher budget. And then whether it's a handyman lead or it is a general contractor lead, that's going to determine the cost of that specific lead. But the budget doesn't go up or change. Both of those leads would come out of that larger budget.
Yeah, I'll just stick with the general contractor one.
Cool. So for the keywords within that vertical, what you're looking at, your options are kitchen remodel, interior finishing, home remodel and home renovation, home building, home addition, commercial projects, roofing, foundations and concrete, exterior finishing, bathroom remodel, decks and patios, and accessory buildings. So you can choose to take all of those keywords, or you can pick and choose and really tailor it to what you want. If you're not offering anything with foundations and concrete, we don't have to include that. Again, it's truly up to you.
So is there, because right now, like, accessory dwelling units or ADUs, and usually the keyword is ADUs, everyone's building ADUs right now.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they are.
So is it possible to have that verbiage added to specifically say ADUs?
We can add it to your regular Google profile. We can add it to the website and the other things that we're offering for you. As far as the vertical and the keyword services that are included specifically for the general contractor vertical, we're not able to adjust those. There is a listing here for other, and that may pick up ADUs, but we're not able to go in and say specifically for Google Guarantee, we want the keyword of ADU. We don't have the ability to do that at this point.
Really?
Yeah.
So, all right. So my only concern is I've been on Local Splash for a little bit here, and I haven't gotten one lead. You know, like a lot of people that I've talked to are like, oh, no, you know, it's going to be better than Angie's leads. You'll get leads. You'll get people calling you. We're going to get your company name on the first page, fixed all the time. And like every 30 days, you know, like I don't see any progress, right, when I look it up. And that's my concern is I'm going to pay another, you know, $800-something a month and just not get anything.
Okay. Give me just a second.
Because, well, you know, I'm not trying to put my company in a position where I have more money going out than coming in, but
right.
You know, I almost was considering if this works out, then stopping like just
yes, that's what
not
I'm
not paying the two. Not,
yes, that's what I'm looking
not paying
at.
Paying the
right
marketing $250 a month.
Agreed. And that's what I'm looking at, and that's why I said give me just a second, because I'm actually messaging the director for that department, going over everything here. So what I'm looking at is I'm trying to see what adjustments that he can make for us so that you can give this thing a shot. And I would personally, I have had clients that choose to keep both, but I've also had clients that do exactly what you say, and they have chosen to go ahead and cancel the regular program once this package is completely up and running, just because they prefer that. They just prefer the qualified leads as opposed to even the random calls coming in. I'm going over your client dashboard here. Give me just a second to get it pulled up and see what's
going on. Well, I don't mind random calls coming in if I just got one. I haven't got one.
Okay. So this shows me. This shows me that you've gotten some calls from your call tracking system.
That was me testing it, and that was advertiser, or wasn't any sort of leads. Or wasn't anyone. I haven't gotten one call, someone asking for a service or a bid or in related to construction.
Okay. Let me see.
So that's kind of, that was just concerning.
It's a reasonable concern.
I get 100 SEO calls a week.
Mm-hmm.
And all promising the same thing. So, you know, I think that's the wave of the future. You know, if you're not established, you know, even though I've been building homes for 25 years, I was working for larger developers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fairly new business. So mm-hmm. everything's going to be online, social media marketing, all that kind of stuff, versus if you're established 15, 20 years ago, then you have a built-in kind of referral basis system. So
right.
That's the reason why I'm trying it. But
sure.
Know,
understood.
From gathering, it's just... It's,
and where you're at, it's going to require something. I'm just going to be honest with you. For the package that you have, you're in Simi Valley. You're not in some little cow town in the backwoods of Mississippi somewhere. You are in one of the most prominent areas in the United States, not just California. So with that being said, the package that you have currently with the Facebook ads, the local package, it is a great way to get things up and off the ground and get a presence out there. Is this going to give you a really strong push, what you currently have with us? I'm going to be honest with you. From my perspective, if I was the salesperson on this original call, I would have pushed to give you a bigger package to show you a bang for your buck. This package will work over time, but you're already 3 months in. So my suggestion to you and what I can offer you is if since you haven't seen any return with the Facebook or the you have the Facebook ads that are currently up and running and you also have the local package. So that is at $249 a month. What I just got approval for from the director and in the operations side, I let him know that you haven't seen a return on your investment so far. What is it that we can do for you and that you would like to go ahead and give Google Guarantee a try is he gave me two options. He said, A, that we can drop your $249 package down to a $149 package, which is to cut the Facebook ads, and we can give you a free month of service. So give us an additional 30 days to go ahead and get everything revamp it, redo the keywords, try to make your listing more attractive and more visible in order to bring more clientele. No matter what, we can still take $149 off of the monthly bill. If you want to keep the Facebook ads, then it would just, your next bill is on July 28th, and that would just be for the $100 for the Facebook ads. So those are the two options that we have available for you as far as the local package goes, if you'd like to be able to give Google Guarantee a shot.
Yeah, I think, well, to me it doesn't seem like a bargain because you're taking something away to make it work. So I think Facebook ads is probably going to be the most advantageous route to take, because as I get jobs, I can, be advertising on Facebook versus no one's going to be, like, I'm not even on, like, the fourth or fifth page yet.
Right.
But my thing is, here's, like, all the promises that, I know it's sales, and I don't feel like I fell for some scam, but, I think your company should probably tell the sales agents to kind of reel back the promises a little bit.
Okay.
Because they're promising you, you'll be on first page in 60 days, and then you call and you say, hey, what's going on? Oh, yeah, well, it's still going. It's going to take another 30 days. And so that's when you start to feel like, okay, I fell for it.
Right.
But,
definitely.
But if I had like one or two calls, three calls maybe, I would, say, okay, at least it's my name's getting out there and I'll give it some more time. But it's been a dead end for me since I started this venture. So I'll think about it. I'm definitely interested in the Google guarantees, but I just want to fall for, $800 a month that's a lot of money, for a growing company and not getting a return out of it. And you guys get your money right off the bat, and, I got to wait, quite a while for it. So, I might be willing to try it just to see how it goes and, what kind of leads come in. I'll try it for a month, and if nothing happens, then I'll just cancel it, I guess.
Yeah, you can. You absolutely have the ability to do that at any time. If you're not 100% satisfied, you have the ability to pause it. You can increase it. You can decrease it as you see fit. If you want to give this a shot, I can go ahead and process that, get the application out to you, and get it moving forward as quickly as possible. At very least, I'm going to give you the $149 discount for the following month. I agree with you about keeping the Facebook ads, but not everybody feels that way. So that's why I just wanted to give you your options of what's available. I don't have a way to give you a credit for the ads, because that is paid directly to Meta through Facebook. So it's something that we pay directly on behalf of our clients, and then we buy those in bulk and pass that savings down to you. So I don't have a way to do that. I do have the ability, though, to at least give you something off the following month while you decide what you want to do with the local only.
Yeah. If you like a discount for a month.
Yes.
But that's a deal. Saying, hey, we'll give you a deal, but we're going to take this away.
I wasn't trying to say that I wanted to take it. You have the option to take it or leave it. Some people say, they don't see the value in Facebook. I personally know that Facebook, because I'm on this side of it, Mike, so I understand what it does. And I completely agree with you. I believe that Facebook is a great way to advertise. Plus, I've also seen what it does for companies and how it works, but not everybody feels that way. So that's why I just like to give you all the options up front. Not that I wanted to take something from you, but. Did you want me to go ahead and get the application out to you and get things moving?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the cards that we have on file for the application fee, give me just a second. Of course, my computer wants to move like molasses this morning. It's a Visa ending in 4783. Do I have your permission to charge the $250 application fee on that?
4783.
It's the card we've been charging, the Visa that we've been charging for your monthly investment.
Okay.
Give me just a second here. I'm going to go ahead and take care of that. And then the next thing that, perfect. Let me go here.
Can I ask you something? So why is the keywords limited to the ones you mentioned?
So the vertical... And the keywords that are within the vertical are determined by Google directly. This is the pay-per-lead service that's by Google. It's not by Local Splash. So it's not that we picked this vertical. There's only specific verticals that are even allowed for Google Guarantee. Like, not everybody even qualifies for it. So people, like concrete, like just for example, let me give you this example. So concrete contractor does not have its own vertical, which to me is extremely surprising. Just like pavers, asphalt pavers, seal coating, they don't have their own vertical. Their keywords are only found under other verticals. So like landscaping, okay? So the reason that I'm trying to bring this back around so it makes sense, okay? But
no,
it makes
perfect sense.
Yeah, if you want sidewalks, driveways, walkways, and resloping as a concrete contractor, you have to go in under the landscaping vertical. I'm not saying that I agree with the system. I'm just saying this is how it is. So then in California, you have to have a C something, something, something license to be a landscaper. But you're a concrete contractor. You don't have that license. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I find it surprising because...
Right.
I'm sure they're using AI to gather all this information, so there's no human element in it. Because when I'm doing a search, when I'm like looking at competitors, I'm typing in ADU contractors or ADU builders. So the fact that Google doesn't pick up on that is very surprising.
Well, I am going to put it in there. So if they have the ability to change it or tweak it or make any type of adjustment on that, then they will. Like, I'm going to put it in there, absolutely, because you've been very specific and that's something that you want. And then I'm also going to have the revisions department go over your account and review the fact that you make sure that we have ADU in there for you. Make sure that we're tagging that. I'm going to have them do fresh Facebook posts. I'm going to really make my very best and strongest effort to make this work for you with the regular program that you have in the meantime while we're going ahead and creating everything else and getting the Google guarantee going for you. So I don't want to lose you as a client for any portion of the program, and I want it to work for you because you clearly want it to work for you. You seem like a very understanding person, and you know that this is the way that it goes, but we have to show you something stronger, which I completely understand. Yeah. You're in 3 months. You want something stronger. What the terms and conditions state is the 30 to 45 day mark for first page placement within the local mapping section on Google. For clients like yourself, if I was the salesperson on the front end of that, I would have been very clear with you that it's going to take that full 30 to 45 days, maybe the 60 to 90, only because you're in Simi Valley. You're not in, like I said, some little, you know, two-bit town where there's no contractors, just the sheer number of individuals who live within your zip code, let alone anywhere outside of that you're servicing, and the number of contractors. It just doesn't make sense. You have to have a little bit more time on that. So when I sign my clients up that are within that type of criteria, I always let them know, because I personally just like to set the proper expectation. If you knew going in, okay, yeah, it's going to take 90 days. Yeah, you still probably would have done it, but like, okay, it's going to take 90 days. It might take 4 months. Okay, because of X, Y, and Z, I'm giving you the full explanation of why, right? But that wasn't explained to you on the front end. And I deeply apologize for that, Mike, and I will be speaking with the training supervisor to go over that with that agent, because that's just not fair. It's not, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, and I guess, especially when you get all these other SEO sales pitch, you know, but for just a lot of more spam calls, then I'm just like, oh, well, did I fall for this one with Local Splash? Or, they told me this and nothing's happening, so...
Right.
But they're taking my money monthly, so.
Right.
You know, I don't like I said, probably gotten a few calls that have probably kind of ease the pain a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But to get nothing, you know, is surprising and, you know, a little disappointing, but I'm going to give another month or two and I'll make a decision then, but.
Okay.
And I'll try this. I'll try Google guarantees and if it's the same kind of output, then I'll just, you know, cancel that as well. I'm willing to try it, but
I appreciate that. Let me see here. So there's a couple of things. What I'm going to do is my system is taking forever to load right this moment. So I'm going to send you the application over to the email address that we have on file. I'm also going to send it over via text message. We like to give you 24 to 48 hours with the application itself, okay? The other thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a link. It's going to be specific for your Google business profile. And Mike, it's going to be specific for your review section. I need you to send this link out to 3 more people, family, friends, past clients, anybody who are willing to leave you a 5-star review. We need to get those 5-star reviews. You have 2. We need to get it up to a minimum of 5. This is also something that can greatly benefit you as and your company and your visibility as a whole, is to have more 5-star reviews on the first page of Google. That's going to help the promotion to get the business there as well. So I'm going to send you what we call a tiny URL. It will be a clickable link, and you can just literally shoot that out via text message or email. And there's a way to go in through the dashboard as well. If you, whenever you have a few minutes, I can go over that with you. Okay. Okay. I did just send that email over to you with the application. I'm going to send you the URL in just a minute because I have to have them create it. It is specific to your business. What are your hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls?
It could be 8 to 5.
Okay. And this is for the Google Guarantee. Is that Monday through Friday?
Yep.
Okay.
You can say Saturday as well.
Saturday as well. Okay. And then you have, you said you do have the insurance, you do have the business license, the EIN number?
Yep.
Okay. During the application itself, they're going to ask you to upload the social security number. They're going to ask you to go ahead and upload also the a photograph of your driver's license. Once the Google Guarantee application has been sent over to the background check, so there's 2 companies that we use for background check. One of them is called, oh, it's not us, it's Google, but it's Pinkerton, or there's Evident ID. Those companies reach back out to you independently if they need any re-verification via text or via email. So we just like to make you aware that calls or texts may be coming from those companies directly. That is something that we're going to go over with you during your client onboarding. So once you have the application, which it should be there in your inbox now, I'm going to go ahead and set up your client interview with the technician to verify the application and all the information. Today's appointment is completely full. Would you like something on Tuesday or on Wednesday?
Wednesday would be better.
Okay. What time?
8:30.
8:30. Okay. I'll do between 8:30 and 9:30. I'm going to go ahead and set this. So it's going to come through your email. It's going to say GG for Google Guarantee onboarding call, and it's going to have your name and your phone number. I will be contacting and reaching out to you directly from our 877 phone number to go ahead and introduce you to your onboarding agent at the time of the call. Again, we block off the entire hour just in case the tech is finishing up with the client directly in front of you. They're really good about trying to get to you the calls as much on the dot as possible, so as close to 8:30 as possible, okay? Do you have any further questions for me?
Is the application a PDF fill-out, or is it printed out?
Nope, it's a fill-out. Just fill out. Yeah, you can click on the link. And I'm going to send you a text in a few minutes with the review link, with the tiny URL review link. I want you to send that out to as many people as possible so we can go ahead and get those reviews up and going. But we need 5 for the application, okay? So we want to go ahead and get that moving ASAP.
Oh, okay.
All right?
All right. And how many are on there now? 3 or 2?
2. You have 2 on there now. Send it out to any and everybody you know. It cannot hurt at all to get those 5-star reviews moving up, okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Thank you for your time, Mike. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.